This is the harvesting period in Iraq, and the escalation of conflict, the destruction that it has already caused in life and asset destruction, it actually now also coincided with the harvesting period. And this region that is the epicenter or the center of the escalation of conflict is also one of the major producing areas. Almost a third of the barley and wheat crops are produced in this region.
And how different was this outlook before the crisis?
This year, in our normal monitoring, we have found that the cropping season and the rainfall season from early actually in winter, from October, November last year, the overall situation was favorable. The climate situation was favorable. So we were forecasting actually an increased crop, wheat and barley, compared to last year and even compared to average. But suddenly now, this coincidence at the harvest period, we are afraid that the crops may not be harvested because people are displaced, labor would be in short supply, movement of trade will be also very difficult. So this actually created a big concern and worry to us, and now the estimates and the forecast that we had earlier would need to be revised, hopefully once we have a kind of an assessment to see the extent of the damage.
1 million people have fled their homes since January. How does this affect the domestic production, supply and trade?
This 1 million is on top of already the number of people that have been displaced. It's more than 2 million already. So it is adding up on that number. So it means these people that are suddenly moving out, it is creating a situation where harvesting becomes dangerous on the one hand and difficult. And even whoever is remaining on the ground who wants to harvest, the labor won't be there. With this number of people leaving their areas, the harvesting would be difficult.
And if the crisis continues at this pace, what is to be expected of the country's food security status?
Already, the conflict has displaced a large number of people. And this means people are in IDP camps and their life is already threatened. I think that would be even more. And the escalation of conflict, of course, would mean more people will be displaced, which will become a huge catastrophe for the country. Even the exodus now in itself is creating a huge burden on the humanitarian community inside and outside Iraq.
And what support is needed for the agricultural sectors?
I think first and foremost, before even the agricultural sector, is saving lives. We need to save lives first. These are IDPs. They need the food, the shelter, and all those things need to be put in place in time. And also this situation has happened with the hottest period in the region. And there is also now the fasting season. Ramadan is coming in. So all these things are getting together to really create a very worrying situation. The next cropping season would be starting in 2 to 3 months' time. So the preparation needs to start from September, which means we don't have a lot of time. So we have to be ready to assist whoever is able to cultivate. But the livestock sector also is one big area that needs assistance, both in production but also in health. There is a big problem already of livestock diseases in the country, but also in the region. And this livestock breakdown in the veterinary services are actually creating a big worry from livestock health, which also is human health as well.